Hello and welcome back to the Wild Expansion podcast. This episode is about honouring yourself, checking in with yourself, and carving out creative time for you. It feels so good to carve out some time just to check in with yourself as an act of self-love. It makes us feel fully alive, carving out time, and it can be as simple as putting your phone on do not disturb mode and journaling. It can be having a hot bath, going on a walk, driving without any music or noise on, where you just allow silence and stillness. For me, journaling, writing, podcasting makes me feel so fully alive. Not doing it for anyone else, but doing it for me. And I love the person that I am becoming. And I want this for everyone. There was a reason there that I actually didn't really create podcasts for a long time. And it's only now that I'm really becoming aware of it. And it's that I was caught up in toxic positivity of just being grateful and thinking of what I'm grateful for every day. So I just grew very content with what was. And being grateful is amazing. But it really staggers our growth as humans, you know. It can keep us stuck if we just think about what we're grateful for. But as humans, our purpose is to grow and evolve. So yes, being positive is good. But so is setting challenges and overcoming adversities. I didn't even journal for a long time there, or write, or work out much or do much at all to really challenge myself, because I just kept on focusing on toxic positivity and gratitude, whereas we need to set challenges for ourselves. And having lived this myself, so, you know, I've spent a few years in that gratitude mindset. But part of me knew there was something underlying that just wasn't content. And now that I'm really pushing myself to step into my full potential, and that means, you know, I'm showing up to work out like 5 days a week, and I am journaling, creating TikTok videos, doing podcasts again, by just showing up and pushing myself to grow and evolve and overcome adversities, that makes me feel the happiest and most confident that I've ever felt in my life. As humans, we feel confident and most alive whenever we set goals for ourselves and stick to them. So if you can relate to this, you know, maybe ask yourself, what is one goal that you could set for yourself right now? So maybe it could be learning to play an instrument or work out. And then simply just sign up for the class, and all you have to do is just show up for it. So what I do is I put weekly things into my calendar. So I have like a block of yoga classes every Monday that I go to. So that's in the calendar. And then tin whistle on a Tuesday. And just little things like that throughout the week. And that way, if it's in the calendar, I just go and do it. I don't think about it. And it just gets easier and easier and more enjoyable as the weeks go on. So if you don't use Google Calendar, I really recommend it for planning things in your schedule that will bring you one step closer into being in your highest vibration, your highest expression. Because that's why we're on this planet. It's to reach our full potential. Not just to be idle and content, but to really be creative, to overcome challenges and just see what we are capable of doing and achieving and helping humanity as we do it. One thing that I'm also doing is just saying no to people and events that I don't want to be with or go to. Our time is so precious, and it's so important we treat it as such. For me, my time, how I spend it, is like an act of self-respect. So if I'm going to be somewhere where I don't feel like my highest self, I'm going to not go and choose instead to use that time towards something that does set my soul on fire, like practicing the tin whistle or meditating or journaling or being with people I genuinely love to be with. And whenever we say no, it makes us grow in confidence for ourselves, and we're given other permission to set boundaries for themselves as well. So because I mentioned toxic positivity as well at the start of this, I just want to be so honest and say right now that like an hour ago, I was experiencing a lot of anger. And instead of suppressing that, I journaled, right, why am I feeling angry? And it was because a person said something that made me feel like my needs weren't being met. And then I journaled what conversation I need to have, you know, with this person to let them know what needs I have and why it hurt. So it's so important that we use all of our emotions as our teachers to tell us what our values are, what our beliefs are. Because if we get angry or upset about something, it just clearly demonstrates to us that the type of person that we are, what we care about. And we have to sit with it and come up with a solution for how to navigate it. So I actually love feeling anger. Like, it makes me feel so alive. And it's so important to, you know, not treat one emotion better than the other. Like, happiness isn't essentially better than anger. All emotions just are emotions, energy in motion. And to be human, we have to experience all the emotions. So if you are sitting with an uncomfortable emotion, just welcome the emotion in. It's a visitor here to teach you something. Ask it, what are you here to teach me? What need isn't being met? And then come up with a solution. Often I find my solutions through journaling. So maybe somebody said something that hurt or disappointed you, and that's made you angry. So then you just need to have a conversation where you explain what your needs are. Whenever I'm at the gym as well, I love using the slam ball. And whenever I'm like throwing the ball down on the floor, I just think about everything I'm angry about. Angry about mistakes I've made in the past. Angry for not being felt seen before in the past. And just allowing the anger to release and express itself that way. Because life is too short to suppress all of our emotions. We need to feel them all and release them. All of your emotions teach you what your needs are, so you get to know yourself better. Whenever we allow ourselves to feel all of our emotions, we really can create beautiful art. We just feel so alive and inspired, and it's the only way to keep us healthy, honestly. So today I actually watched a bit of a show where Louis Theroux had a documentary where he spoke to the singer Ray, who had 33.5 million Spotify podcast downloads every month. So this female singer is an absolute rock star. And she said that whenever she first started creating music, she was 17, and this like brand company bought her and told her what sort of music she wanted to. Sorry. This brand marketing company told Ray the sort of music that she was allowed to create. So Ray had no creative control over her own albums. All of her own music that she wanted to create, she wasn't allowed to. so her creativity and her expression was being suppressed. And she shared in her most recent album, now that she has escaped the brand agency and has found her independence in the music world again, Ray shares that she turned to drugs like MDMA, weed and all these other drugs so she could numb out and just allow herself to be like this robot clone puppet of whoever her previous music agency wanted her to be. So obviously Ray must be very creative, because creative people are very sensitive and they have so much emotions that need to be expressed in order for emotional people to be in their full vibrant health. And because Ray wasn't able to express and share her talent with the world, she got herself, you know, using substances, which was really killing her. And the same thing goes for us. Like, as humans, we just need to create and do things not to please anybody else, not for approval, but for ourselves. Creating feels so good. Like, doing these podcast episodes for me right now, honestly, feels like medicine. And I'm doing it for me. But if you are enjoying listening to it, like, that is just the biggest bonus as well. But to keep myself healthy, I need to create and share. And, you know, I create by many different ways, including journaling, TikToks and this. But it just makes me feel so good to create instead of consume. I've also taken a break off social media. I take breaks quite frequently, actually, because over-consuming content just causes depression and anxiety. And that's not why we are here. We are here to create, not over-consume. So just ask yourself, like, what would you love to create for yourself? Because your life is your creation. Maybe you would like to write a poetry book, start creating your own jam and selling it, knit your own scarves and put them on Etsy. I don't know, but what I do know for sure is that whatever desire you have to create, you should absolutely follow it, because the universe will just put steps and people and opportunities in your field for you to access to help you achieve your goals. And like achieving anything, like, there's always going to be adversities and challenges, but we need to overcome them to help us grow into our full potential. I hope that you know your worth. I hope you know that you are worthy of deep love. I hope you choose to deeply love and accept yourself and view yourself at this as this creator who can achieve and do anything they set their minds to. I hope you choose to embrace your uniqueness. I hope you choose to follow whatever lights you up. I hope you get up every time you fall. I hope you choose not to fall into toxic emotions, but sit with all of your emotions, as they all show you what your values are. They are all your teachers, and they help you to get you to know yourself better. You are so worthy of being honoured. So do what pleases you. Set goals and challenges for yourself and overcome them, because we need to overcome adversity in order to grow as humans. If you don't already, take some time out each day just to journal or meditate or practice silence. Get to know yourself a little bit better by finding silence. Often in silence, you will come up with a solution to some problems you're facing. And in terms of being grateful, you can love wherever you are, be grateful, and still push yourself harder to grow, achieve, and take a step closer into your fullest potential. Forgive yourself, forgive others. We're always growing and evolving. And just by like setting goals, it is the best feeling whenever we work towards them. It is the greatest act of self-love. And I'm just going to end this episode with a journal article that I wrote on medium.com. Sometimes I wish I could just think for myself. Are my thoughts me, or are they someone else's? Have I heard them in a podcast, a conversation, or written in a book? Am I being brainwashed and manipulated by the media or by inspirational role models I look up to? Maybe I am not as unique and innovative as my pride would like. Are my words of wisdom, which I share with others, really what I embody myself? Or do I just say these wise words to sound profound? Who am I really? Really, I am just awareness, observing, noticing, taking in what serves me, letting go of what doesn't, always evolving, changing. All these emotions come and go. Insightful downloads make their way into my consciousness when I have learned life lessons. Yet these downloads are still not me. I simply remain the eternal witness. Thank you so much for spending the past few minutes with me. I'm giving you a big hug and sending you so many blessings. I really do hope that you realize that you are a creative being who can create any sort of reality that they want for themselves. You are so powerful beyond measure. And the fact that you're listening to this podcast just shows that you want to work on yourself and evolve. And that's the first step. That's the hardest step. So maybe now just spend some time thinking about what else it is that you want for your beautiful, precious one life that you have. Take care.